McDonald Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. And now, with the Max Pregame Show, it's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon, friends, and welcome to Gannon Family Baseball Field, Casper Park, Chippewa Falls. Home opener for your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max. They are 2-1 on the season, facing the 1-3 Eau Claire Regis Ramblers. These two teams tangled last night. McDonald's first setback of the season as they fell 6-5 in Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. Val Knobloch, for those who want to watch and listen via Max TV. Otherwise, you can listen via 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Sam Aberley, our producer, back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Our second look at the McDonald Max baseball team here as we bring you coverage of Chippewa Falls McDonald and Chi High baseball and softball action all spring long. Complete schedule at WOGO.com. And as we bring in Seth Smisky here, for one thing, it's a lot warmer here tonight than it was on Monday out in Augusta.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely is. Got a pretty stiff breeze coming out of the west. So we'll see how that factors into things. But definitely, you know, we got some sun out. Well, so that helps.
We were cold on Monday night, but the Max bats were hot as they put the mercy rule on Augusta 19-1. And again, they just blew it open. I think sent 15 batters, if I'm remembering correctly, to the plate in just one inning.
Yeah, and you know, and pitching was pretty favorable in that matchup. Last night things were a little bit, or you know, quite a bit better, but we still got some hits last night, though.
Yeah, you know? and that's what we'll hear from Coach Riemenschneider in a few minutes here on our Max pregame show. But he was mentioning this is the second time they've kind of dug themselves into a hole and came back against Cumberland, won that one 8-7. This time found themselves on the wrong end of the box score by one run again, but still made a push, made a comeback.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're hitting the ball, and I think if we can just tighten things up a little bit out in the field, we'll be right there in all these games.
This is an Eau Claire Regis team that, again, it's a strong program traditionally. Of course, everybody knows how McDonald surprised them in that sectional semifinal and then went on to go to state last year and showed absolutely that they belonged at that state tournament with the way they played Pecatonica right down to the end. But, again, there's always roster turnover, and early on in a season, coach is trying to figure out a little bit not only with their pitching rotation but their batting lineup and what have you. And we've seen a little tweaks here for McDonald. But when you look at this Regis lineup for Coach Andy Neese, he's got three freshmen in his starting lineup today, too. So, again, there's some youth, and you say probably a lot of talent there, but also maybe a little inexperience at the varsity level. And hopefully McDonald, again, with some of their youth as well, too, can take care of business here in their home field.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we're kind of in the same boat. But we do have, you know, Grant, David, Cooper, you know, guys that have seen Kale, you know, they've seen quite a bit of action, you know. So I think we can handle it for sure.
One of the things we did see switched around a little bit, at least from the game that we saw on Monday night, is those three slots there in terms of second base, third base, and shortstop. Cooper Mittermeier playing second today, Cale Holm playing shortstop, Grant Smisky playing third base, and then we saw Grant at third late in that game at Augusta, too. But again, just kind of flip-flopping those three, too, and maybe some interchangeable parts there because, again, they're all very strong in the field.
Yeah, they definitely are interchangeable, and you know, it's just kind of matter who's pitching what night. You know, last night Cale started, so things kind of switch around a little bit. And if Cooper pitches, you know, things kind of flip around there too. So yeah, he'll just move them around but you know, three really good infielders there. So I would trust them at any spot.
And Carson Galvez on the hill again for the second time this week. At least he was pitched on Monday night against Augusta, and I think we both were impressed with his outing.
Yeah, he was. You know, he was throwing with some good velocity, and you know, just he was throwing strikes, and you know, you can't ask for much more. And our defense was behind him, so hopefully, you kind of see the same thing tonight.
Well, good to be here at Casper for the home opener for your Chippewa Falls McDonald Macs. They take on Eau Claire Regis, always a great rivalry when these two Catholic schools from just a few miles apart go at it in any sport. We're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to our conversations with both head coaches. Tim Riemann-Schneider, first year as head coach of Chippewa Falls McDonald, talking with Coach Andy Neese coming up as well. We are back in 2 minutes. This is Macs pregame live from Casper Park in Chippewa on WOGO and Macs TV.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Macs.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Macs from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back to McDonald Macs Baseball here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com, and live streaming and video via Macs TV today. It's a great conference rivalry in the Clover Belt. Eau Claire Regis here against your Chippewa Falls McDonald Macs, here with head coach Andy Neese of Eau Claire Regis. And coach, you guys just played last night. You built a lead, hung on to it by a run. What'd you learn about your team? What'd you learn about McDonald?
Well, we both have a lot of young, inexperienced players on the field, and that showed yesterday and some of the mistakes that were made. But both teams competed and played really hard, and there's always a extra energy level to this game, just the rivalry that goes way back.
Obviously, early on in the season, you played that Adams Friendship Tournament and dropped a couple games there, but did you find some good building blocks for this young team?
Yeah, that first weekend we were able to play three games in Adams Friendship, and we tried a lot of different defensive combinations, and I think we ended up throwing 7-8 pitchers that weekend. And yeah, I mean, we had 20-21 varsity innings to test guys and see what they can do, and it was productive. Even though we didn't get a win, we went 0-3.
And finally, coach, when you look at this game here today to again keep that winning streak going early on, what do you need to do, whether it's more of or saying, hey, we haven't done this yet this season, this is what needs to start today?
Oh, shoot. It doesn't matter what level you're talking about. It's really boils down to throwing strikes and making routine plays. If we can keep in a seven-inning game, we can keep our walks to about three or four, minimize errors, not make more than one or two errors, and we should have a really good chance of winning. But it's when you give those free passes and you give extra outs where things can go bad really fast.
Well, coach, we appreciate your time. McDonald, Regis, and any sport is always a lot of fun. We're looking forward to a great game today.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
That's head coach Andy Neese of Eau Claire Regis, back with Coach Riemann-Schneider of the McDonald Macs. After this, it's Macs pregame live on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line as a base hit by the left fielder. Two are going to score. The Cardinals make it three are going to score. Shahai leads it 8-3.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Allie Geist.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Baseball from Casper Park, Gannon Family Field Complex here at WOGO Sports and Max TV, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. McDonald Max Baseball against conference rival, the Eau Claire Regis Ramblers, with head coach Tim Riemenschneider of McDonald. And coach, first setback of the season last night, one-run game.
Yep.
What'd you learn about your team?
Well, they got character to their fighters. We came down from a down seven to one in our first game, and we came down from 6-3 in this one. So they battle right to the end. Good character, good hard workers, and they never quit.
What's the message to your team, maybe to try to not dig some of those holes early?
Well, just be yourselves, have fun, relax, have a fun game, and hopefully we'll be on top this one.
Last time we saw you out at Augusta, a strong pitching outing from Carson Galvez, but then David Anderson, who apparently hadn't pitched for a long time, looked pretty good as well.
He did. David did real well, and we actually used him for an inning last night, and he did the same. So, yeah, David hasn't pitched, I think, since maybe 9-10 years old. So he's doing really well for us.
And finally, Coach, what do you see in this year's Regis Ramblers team? Of course, that program traditionally very strong.
They're always tough. As you can see, we lost to them. Andy always has them ready to play. They're good kids, and they play hard. So it's a good competition. We were one short, so hopefully tonight we're one ahead.
We're looking forward to it, Coach. Thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Thank you, Caleb.
Head Coach Tim Riemenschneider of your McDonald Max. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Thank you for joining us all season long.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to Max Baseball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson and and Seth Smisky with you. Sam Averly back in the WOGO studios in Halley. It's Eau Claire Regis against your McDonald Max in the home opener. For Eau Claire Regis, starting lineup, Chase Koska, the senior, number 20, the center fielder, batting leadoff. The two-spot, Landon Walker, the senior, right fielder, number 24, Alex Chula, the senior, left fielder. In the three slot, number 13, number 15, Matt Polacek, the freshman catcher, bats cleanup. Jamie Koska, the junior, number one, the shortstop, bats fifth, batting sixth. Harrison Haas, the junior, second baseman, number three. Ivan Nispel, the senior, designated hitter, number two. In the eighth slot is Ben Baltz, another freshman, third baseman, number 12. And finally, Mason McCoy, the freshman first baseman, bats ninth. He wears number 11 for head coach Andy Neese. On the other side, for your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max, Eli Stepp, the sophomore, leads off. Number two, the catcher, Cooper Mittermeier, the junior second baseman, number seven in the two slot. Third batter is Cale Holm, the sophomore shortstop. Number 16, Grant Smisky, the junior, bats cleanup, third baseman tonight. And where's number one? Joe Liebrandt, the senior left fielder, number six, batting fifth, batting sixth. Mason Bussey, the designated hitter, sophomore, number 24. David Anderson, the junior center fielder, number 17, bats seventh, batting eighth. Alan Minen, the junior first baseman, number eight. And Nash Winger, the junior right fielder, number 14, bats ninth. On the hill for McDonald is Carson Galvez, number five, the sophomore. And it's time for your Choice in Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. Choice in Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Seth Smisky, what does McDonald need to do to get on the right side of the score this afternoon and evening?
Like I said a little earlier, I think, you know, if we just tighten things up a little bit out in the field, limit the errors, we'll be just fine here tonight.
Leading off, Chase Koska, the senior center fielder. Opening pitch missed there from Carson Galvez. Eau Claire Regis wears Kelly Green uniforms with white pants, white numerals, bright yellow batting helmets. They have green and yellow caps. Big swing and a miss for Chase Koska on pitch two from Carson Galvez, working pretty quickly. Again, the green caps with the yellow bills, reminiscent of the Oakland Athletics for Eau Claire Regis. One ball and one strike here, Carson Galvez. A drive out to right field, long chase, and all the way back to the wall over the head of Nash Winger, the junior, and a stand-up double, leadoff double for Chase Koska.
Yeah, it looks like Nash didn't see that ball when it was in the air and it got behind him.
They'll bring up Landon Walker, the senior right fielder, number 24, a lefty. McDonald wearing their navy blue uniforms. A lot of the players opting for the royal blue sleeves underneath. White pants. First pitch strike for Carson Galvez. The white caps with the dark blue bills. And Max in white across the shoulders.
Nice to see Carson coming right back with a strike there.
Misses on pitch two. One ball, one strike on Landon Walker, the senior. And Chase Koska, the leadoff double. To put a runner in scoring position for Eau Claire Regis here in the opening inning. Galvez comes home with the pitch, misses low. 2-1 the count. Good to have you with us for the home opener here for Chippewa Falls McDonald and WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Galvez the pitch. Grounder foul on the first baseline. Two balls, two strikes. None out, one on at second base for Coach Andy Neese and Eau Claire Regis. They are 1-3 on the season, 1-0 in the Western Clover Belt. McDonald, the victim of that lone victory in conference play, lost all three in a tough Adams Friendship tournament at Eau Claire Regis to start the season. Strike called, strike three, and punch him out. How about Carson Galvez coming right back with a K?
Yeah, that's way to go, Carson. You know, come back after giving up a double like that. Didn't get rattled. He just came back throwing.
Alex Chula, right-hand batter, a senior left fielder, number 13, now strides to the plate. And Chase Koska, leadoff man, fellow senior, at second base. Galvez skips one to the dirt, throw to third, tag, not in time, just underneath it, Chase Koska. It's a pretty good looking throw there from Eli Stepp, and Grant Smisky applied the tag just a little late, I guess.
Yeah, it was a little bit high, I think, so he had to come down with the tag, but still a nice throw.
Close play there.
It was close.
But now Regis definitely with a runner in scoring position as Koska advances. Chula takes. One out, one on at third base. Alex Chula, the right-handed hitting left fielder, the senior, against Carson Galvez. 2-0 the count. Big swing and a miss there from Chula. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass, serving all of western Wisconsin. Carson Galvez the pitch, and this is a drive deep to left field, and that looks like trouble. All the way back to the wall, and the throw is going to stop Chula at second, but a run is in for Eau Claire Regis as Koska, the leadoff man, scores. A couple doubles issued so far in the first half of inning number one here at Chippewa Falls.
You know, kind of in last night's game, Regis showed that they could for sure hit the ball. They weren't quite hitting it like these past two hits, but they were putting them in play.
Polacek is a freshman, the catcher, wears number 15. One run in, one aboard. Ball skips away from Eli Stepp. He retrieves it as Chula will hold at third base. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Delivery a little bit high there from Carson Galvez. And one out, one in, and one on for Eau Claire Regis. They lead by a run here in the top of the first in Chippewa Falls. Galvez the pitch. And Polacek takes one low. 2-0 the count.
Yeah, it's hard to see that scoreboard out there.
You can see on the radio, I'm kind of squinting out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, and the red letters blend in really well with the red scoreboard, so it's kind of makes it tough.
Called strike, so 2-1 now. Galvez has already claimed one strikeout victim and a big strike two on a missed swing from Polacek. And Galvez got ahead of him there. Runner on second. That's Alex Chula, pair of doubles for Eau Claire Regis, and a run scored here with one away. The top of the first. Grounder towards short. That's going to hold the runner there. Long throw to first. In time. No, it skips away from Minen at first. And the runner's going to advance to third. And so safe at the corners. Cale Holm, a long throw there. And Alan Minen couldn't quite scoop it out.
Yeah, it was going to be close, even if he did. But, yeah, you like to see him come up with that one.
So Polacek aboard. And now runners at first and third. Still just one out. Courtesy runner now at first.
Up to bat for the Rams, number one, Jamie Koska.
Jamie Koska, the junior shortstop, number one, up to the plate. And Galvez going to need to work through this one here. Now runners at first and third, just one out. Koska at the plate as Regis safely aboard three of their first four hitters. Galvez called strike one.
Doesn't seem like Carson's getting too rattled or anything. He's staying calm and he's still throwing strikes, so it's good to see.
Cool and collected here. High pop up. Looks like it's going to sail over the backstop and almost to the concessions area. In fact, it bounces up onto the roof of the concession stand. So Galvez quickly ahead in this at-bat. 0-2 the count on Jamie Koska, the junior for Eau Claire Regis. Koska bats from the right. The 0-2 pitch. This is a little bit high, I guess.
Yeah. I thought it looked pretty good.
Well, turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Galvez, pitch dribbled foul along the third baseline. 1-2, the count remains.
Really nice to get another strike here.
One strikeout, the only out of the inning. Runners at first and third, one run in already here for Eau Claire Regis. Carson Galvez, the 1-2 pitch. That one misses high. Actually, no, maybe it nicked the runner. So Koska's going to advance to first base, and that'll load him up for Eau Claire Regis.
Well, things are getting interesting.
Number three, Harrison Haas walks to the plate.
And that'll bring up Harrison Haas, the junior second baseman, number three. McDonald's going to call time here. Talk this one over. A tough situation early on. He just has the bases loaded up with just one out.
Yeah, you know, this could kind of one good hit here and could really open things up. And so hopefully calm him down a little bit and try to minimize the damage here in the first inning.
Well, fans, don't get sidelined by a lingering injury. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Bases loaded for Eau Claire Regis. One run in, one away. The left-handed batting Harrison Haas, the junior. Carson Galvez, the pitch. That one has popped up behind the plate and almost over the backstop.
Good start by Carson. Let's just get a couple more here and get a strikeout here.
Again, we mentioned getting another strikeout victim would certainly help his cause here. Galvez comes home with a pitch. That one misses low. One ball and one strike for Harrison Haas. One in for Regis, but a big threat here for the Ramblers. Shallow fly ball, and drifting over to make the catch just outside the infield is Cale Holm.
That was
and all the runners stay in place.
Yes, exactly what we needed right there.
Designated hitter number two, Ivan Nispel.
Ivan Nispel, the senior, the DH, where his number two comes in. He's also a lefty. So now the base is loaded, but Galvez a chance to get out of this one with just one run allowed. Galvez, the pitch, fouled straight back. And again, that concession stand, you can see why they put a metal roof on there.
Yes. But my car's not back there tonight,
yes.
So I don't have to worry about that.
I parked a long way away. Bases loaded, two outs. The 0-1 pitch from Galvez, big swing and a miss. Gets away a bit from Eli Stepp. He'll retrieve and toss it back to the mound. And Regis got their leadoff man aboard, Chase Koska. Moved to third on a steal after his leadoff double and then scored the only run of the game so far. McDonald hoping it's the only run of the inning. Another high foul ball going to come over in our direction and bounce in front of a couple McDonald fans. 0-2 the count with two away. It'd certainly be a win for McDonald to only allow one run after all the base runners allowed in this opening inning for Eau Claire Regis. Nispel, the senior DH, he's going to foul another one off straight back. And also in the direction of the concession stand and sends a number of young fans scurrying over in that direction. Galvez will stride back to the bump here. Nispel again, the lefty. Stands in here at Gannon Family Baseball Field. Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. The 0-2 pitch again. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
Got him. Wow.
How about Carson Galvez buckling down? Only one run allowed as we move to the bottom of the first with your score, or Eau Claire Regis 1, McDonald nothing. We are back after this on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Welcome back to Max Baseball here at WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky. Your Choice in Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice in Ford in Chippewa Falls. And again, we mentioned some of the keys to the game earlier, Seth Smisky, and certainly seeing Carson Galvez settle in there after, again, allowing some base runners and some struggles in the field a little bit, at least on one play, to allow a runner and to only allow one run to get across in that first inning, I think is a big win for McDonald.
Oh, yeah, that was super impressive by Carson just to buckle down and get those last outs there. And, yeah, a lot of mental toughness, as Coach Labuda used to say.
A big strikeout there to end the inning. First pitch strike taken by Eli Stepp, the leadoff batter for McDonald. Stepp, the sophomore catcher, number two, Chase Brogelman, a freshman. Where's number four on the mound for Coach Andy Neese and Eau Claire Regis. Bottom of the first. Stepp, good eye on this second pitch, takes the ball. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Driven to short by Eli Stepp. Throw across the diamond in time from Jamie Costco to Mason McCoy.
Looked like it came off the bat a lot harder than it when it hit the ground. It just kind of died.
So. There's still a lot of moisture out there, maybe?
Yeah.
The second baseman, number seven, Cooper.
They'll bring up Cooper Mittermeier on the second baseman, the junior, number seven, with one away here. Again, H&R Electric, give them a call. That's 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. First pitch missed there from Brogelman, the freshman. He seems to work pretty quickly here. Brogelman kicks and delivers, fouled back.
Yeah, I mean, he's throwing fairly hard. Got good location on it.
One ball and one strike on Cooper Mittermeier. One out, base is empty so far here for McDonald. Cooper bats from the right. Low and in the dirt from Brogelman. Brogelman, the freshman. It's the sign here. Comes home with the pitch. Slapped along the third baseline and foul. Two balls and two strikes on Cooper Mittermeier. And McDonald down just one run here in the bottom of the first. This is their home opener. Good to have you with us on WOGO Radio. Also, those watching and listening via Max TV, Val Knobloch. Back in action here with the live stream. The 2-2 pitch. And Cooper Mittermeier, a long line drive. And that's going to just hook foul. Have to almost lean out of the press box to see this one. And it dropped almost a baseball's diameter outside that foul line.
Yeah, but just the angle that we're at, I thought that was going to be fair by a good margin. But must have really hooked foul there right at the end.
Sent the left fielder, Alex Chula, on a chase, and that would have dropped right in. High pitch to work the count full. So Mittermeier had to duck away a little bit from that one. Brogelman, the 3-2 pitch against Cooper Mittermeier. Fouled off.
Good tough at-bat here by Cooper.
And if nothing else, work that pitch count as high as possible for Cale Holm coming after you. But, of course, Mittermeier with this long of an at-bat really wants to work his way on safely. He's earned it. Mittermeier, another high fly ball. This one looks to be playable for Chula, and he will grab it about 20 feet outside the infield along the left field line. Yeah, just so got two under, retired yeah. for McDonald.
Got under it just a little bit.
Coming to the plate for the Max. The shortstop.
I'd like to see Kale get
number
going
16,
here.
Kale. Holm.
So the first two batters retired for McDonald, which will bring up Kale Holm, the sophomore shortstop. Number 16. Now, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls on County Highway I. First pitch in there for a strike for Brogelman. Again, Wynn Family Dentistry, read testimonials on their Facebook page or on Google, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, and Dr. Andy Gunderson in Chippewa Falls. 0-1 pitch here from Brogelman. Two out, none on. Along the third baseline, hacked foul. Kale Holm.
Yeah, I think he looked at the first one. The first one was pretty good, and that one wasn't quite so good.
And McDonald hasn't had a lot of trouble with the bats coming alive. Sometimes it's just taken a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the pitcher for an inning or two. The 0-2 pitch skips and one hops to the catcher, Palacek. Again, freshman to freshman in the battery here for Coach Andy Neese and Eau Claire Regis. They nipped McDonald by a run 6-5 last night. Regis dropped their first three games of the season on the road at that Adams Friendship Tournament. Kale Holmes going to drive one out to right center field. That is a long run and is way back and off the wall. Kale Holmes going to stride into second. He's going to round second, headed toward third. The throw is not going to be anywhere close in time. And Kale Holm slides in for a triple to get McDonald in business here in the first.
He hit that ball super hard, and it was high, but it was over the right fielder's head. It kind of, as it was in the air coming down, it kind of hooked, and I think that threw the right fielder off, too, so it gave Kale a little more time.
Good aggressive base running for McDonald as well. Down one run, but now you've got your cleanup hitter, Grant Smisky, at the plate against the freshman Brogelman with a runner definitely in scoring position. Two outs. One on at third. That's Kale Holm. Brogelman comes home and driven right past short. That's going to score a run and tie the game. A base hit, RBI base hit, the knock for Grant Smisky, and we are tied at one apiece.
Hey, Grant, I've noticed this season he's not afraid of that first pitch. He's jumped on a couple of them.
Yeah, we saw that Monday night in Augusta as well, too. Swinging out of the first pitch brings up Joe Liebrandt, the senior, now in a tie game. With Smisky at first. Brogelman the pitch. Big cut and a miss from Joe Liebrandt, the senior left fielder.
That's a good one to swing at. I mean, who's there?
Smisky takes his lead off first. Brogelman a glance back over there. Comes home with the pitch. Liebrandt, a good eye, takes that one. One ball and one strike. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Liebrandt takes another ball. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Two balls, one strike on Joe Liebrandt. Big swing and a miss from Liebrandt. Evens it at 2-2. Kale Holm with the triple, the two-out triple. And Smisky brought him home. Now Smisky at first. And a tie ball game, 1-1, bottom of the first here in Chippewa Falls. Dribble to third base, glove there, the throw all the way across the diamond. That's a high catch coming off the bag. And safe at first and second. Joe Liebrandt beats out the throw, and it was a high throw from Costco to Mason McCoy.
Yeah, it was a high throw, and Joe Liebrandt's got some speed. So it puts a little more pressure on him.
The next is number 24, the designated hitter, Mason
Bussey. Comes up, the sophomore DH. I guess some debate here in our unofficial scores tally whether we call that a single, infield single for Joe Liebrandt, or
a throwing error on Jamie Koska.
I'll let you make that call, Caleb.
Usually I'm pretty generous with just calling it a hit. Mason Bussey takes one low. Bussey, the sophomore. A bright orange bat. Runners at first and second. Mason in this lineup here at the DH spot. Makes a big swing a little bit behind that pitch from Brogelman. One ball and one strike on Bussey.
I think if Mason would have got that thing, it'd been on the other side of the fence the way he come out of his stance when he was swinging at it.
Two out, two on. Bussey slaps it foul along the third baseline. Whether you're looking for a financial partner or whenever you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. One ball, two strikes on Mason Bussey. Runners at first and second for McDonald in a tie game with two away. Bussey fouls one off toward the Regis dugout.
Got him with a little off speed there.
And Smisky and Lee Brandt at second and first respectively with two outs here just ready to rumble. One ball, two strikes. Brogman's pitch count has been getting up there. Big strikeout here from Mason Bussey as he took another big cut. A little bit behind that pitch from Brogelman, but McDonald gets one back, and we've reached the end of one with your score. Chippewa Falls, McDonald 1, Eau Claire Regis 1. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Max Baseball here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. As we are headed into the second inning, tied at one apiece. Carson Galvez again worked his way through the first two strikeouts. Brings up Ben Baltz, the third baseman. He's going to immediately hit a line drive deep to right. That's a long run over for Nash Winger. Not able to get to it. And another double here for Eau Claire Regis. Their third of the game. So Baltz, the leadoff man. Another freshman in this lineup. Aboard with the double. To start the second inning.
First baseman, number 11, Mason McCoy.
Mason McCoy, freshman batting in the nine slot. Number 11, the first baseman, bats from the left. With a runner in scoring position, Galvez comes home with a pitch, missed a little high.
That's two out to right field tonight that have been hit well.
Galvez, the pitch. This is a bit low here, 2-0. With Baltz standing at second. And the bats have been pretty lively here for Eau Claire Regis. Another line drive. That's a long run, and it is going to hit the gap in left field. Coming over to cover is David Anderson, and that's going to prevent Baltz from moving beyond third base. But another double the fourth of the game, this time for Mason McCoy. Yeah,
another good hit. It's just about 2 feet out of the reach out there.
Joe Liebrandt went sprawling for that one and just couldn't quite get to it.
Yep.
But a good job by David Anderson coming over to back him up and cover it, and that throw so quickly back to the infield keeps Balts from turning the corner at third. Back to the top of the order with Chase Koska, who had that leadoff double and a run scored. Big swing and a miss from Koska. The first pitch from Carson Galvez. So Balts at third, McCoy at second, a pair of freshmen in scoring position for Eau Claire Regis in a 1-1 ball game, top of the second here in Chippewa Falls. Carson Galvez the pitch. That's hit sharply foul along the third baseline from Koska.
Yeah, these guys, they make a lot of contact.
Yeah.
Whether it's foul balls or fair balls, they're hitting it.
So Galvez ahead in the count here, 0-2, with none out and two on, both in scoring position. Galvez the pitch, and that one is hit sharply, and that is to deep center. A long run back and over the head of David Anderson. That's going to score 1-2 with the throw getting away from Cale Holm. And another double, third straight double for Eau Claire Regis as they lead 3-1.
Yeah, it looked like it was a really well hit ball. And David was tracking, and it just kind of looked like he lost sight of it or something a little bit. He had to correct himself as he was running back for it. But yeah, just crushed it.
The wind has not been helpful.
Yeah, that could be a big factor here because it's coming out of the west like that, and you know they're getting up in the air.
Brandon Walker is going to dribble one right to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier the throw to first in time. To Alan Minen, that will advance a runner to third, but the first out of the inning recorded for McDonald.
The play for the Ramblers, number 13, Alex Chula.
So 4-3 on the put out there. Alex Chula comes to the plate. Koska at third in a 3-1 ball game. Chula had the second double of the game for Regis. Takes a pitch wide. 3-1 Eau Claire Regis, top of the second here in Chippewa Falls. Gannon Field, Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you. Galvez misses a bit high. Val Knobloch on the Max TV live stream. Sam Aberley at the Wogo home base in Halley, our producer here this afternoon and evening. WOGO.com for live streaming and podcasts, 103.1 FM AM 680 over the air. Galvez bit low here, and hitters count for Alex Chula, 3-0. The runner at third. Galvez does have first open here. One away, two runs in. Chula's going to take a four-pitch walk. That'll put runners at the corners.
So the play for the Ramblers.
All right, just start over on this one. But pitch count for Carson's starting to creep up a little bit. Looks like he's at 43. So through two innings, or into two here.
So Galvez is going to see if he can work his way out of this one here. As he did in the first, runner goes to second, throw from Cale Holm, or to Cale Holm, excuse me, from Eli Stepp, and that comes up a little short as it one hops, and Alex Chula now in scoring position as well. Again, just one away, and Matt Polacek reached on an error in the first at the plate, batting from the right. Dribbled right back to Galvez. Galvez going to hold the runner at third, throw to first, and the second out recorded. Nice play there by Carson Galvez.
Yeah, and Carson made a good throw at first. You know, he got plenty of time and stuff like that to make the throw, but there's still some pressure there. You know, you don't want to launch it over his head. So took his time and made a good throw, and they got the out.
So two outs, two on, two in here for Eau Claire Regis. Jamie Koska, the junior shortstop, takes a first pitch ball. Runners at second and third. Koska at third, Chula at second. 1-0 the count. Carson Galvez sails one in a little high to Eli Stepp. Two balls, no strikes for Jamie Koska, the junior, who was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Left stranded there. 3-1 our score in favor of Eau Claire Regis. Top of the second. 3-0 the count as Galvez misses low. Carson Galvez, the sophomore, getting close to that half-century mark in pitch count here in the top of the second inning. Galvez comes home with the pitch. That time found the mark. 3-1 count, two outs. There's that second and third, and Jamie Koska, the junior shortstop, at the plate. Galvez, the pitch right back to Galvez, and it's bobbled a little bit by Carson. He has a chance to recover this, and he does, the throw in time. A little bit of a bobble by Carson Galvez, but again, very unflappable as he makes the throw on target.
Yeah, that was great because he, you know, he bobbled it, hit the ground. It seemed like he lost it a little bit. He was able to get it, make the throw to first, and get the out. So
we'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Back in a minute.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Max Baseball here on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com, along with Max TV, Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, and Seth. A couple runs in for Eau Claire Regis, but again, McDonald minimizing the damage that could have been a lot worse in that inning.
Yeah, definitely could have been a lot worse. And just, they're hitting such high balls, and I think that wind is just making them sail, so it's really hard for our outfielders to judge them.
3-1 our score here in the bottom of the second as David Anderson, the junior center fielder, number 17, takes a first pitch strike. Anderson bats from the right, working against Chase Brogelman, the freshman pitcher. McDonald able to do some damage with two outs. Swing and a miss. A pitch two from David Anderson, so Brogelman quickly ahead in this at bat, 0-2. Cale Holm, that triple that sparked McDonald's one-run first inning, tied the game before Regis plated a couple here in the top of the second. Another swing and a miss on striking out David Anderson. That's the second K of the day for Brogelman.
This is number eight, Alan
Meinen, the junior. Matt's in the eight slot. Where's number eight, the first baseman? Batting from the left. First left-handed hitter that Brogelman's seen today. One away, base is open. Brogelman in there for a strike. I thought that was a bit low, but
yeah, and low and a little outside, it looked to me. But doesn't matter what we think, Caleb, I guess. Huh?
We're not down there on the field.
No. Oh.
Strike two called.
Oh, we just, you know.
So Brogelman with one away, victim of a strikeout. Trying to do the same to Alan Meinen here. Comes home with the pitch, and Meinen gets a piece of that one, sends it foul. Out over the fence here along the third baseline. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and the caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Minen, another pitch and kind of the same result as this one in foul territory and gloved right in front of the McDonald bench. Ben Baltz, the freshman third baseman, makes that catch in foul territory for the second out of the inning.
At bat for the Max is number 14, Ash Winger.
You get behind like that 0-2 and then start having to swing at pitches that maybe aren't quite as good. But he was able to fall them off. Just that one stayed where they could get it.
Nash Winger, the junior right fielder, batting ninth here at the plate against the freshman Brogelman. And Brogelman again, a first pitch strike. Two out, none on. McDonald trails 3-1 here in the bottom of the second in their home opener at Chippewa Falls at Casper Park. Brogelman working quickly. Ground ball to short. Gloved throw across the diamond in time. From Koska to McCoy. And 1-2-3, McDonald goes down in sequence. Regis comes back to the plate, leading 3-1 when we return in 1 minute here at WOGO Sports. This is Max Baseball.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
We move to the top of the third inning here in Chippewa Falls. Home opener for your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max. Pitching change for Coach Tim Riemenschneider. Cooper Mittermeier will move from second base to pitch in relief of Carson Galvez. The junior number 7, Eli Stepp, behind the dish. Regis scored 1 in the first, 2 in the second. Carson Galvez, a couple strikeouts. But Regis, the bats have been very potent with 5 doubles in the first 2 innings.
Yeah. Isaac Crawford came in to play second base for Cooper.
For the Ramblers, we'll see number 3, second baseman Harrison.
Yeah, you know, Carson's pitch count was just getting up there, and you could tell the arm was getting a little tired. So
Crawford at second. About halfway between first and second right now with McDonald's defensive positioning as Mittermeier comes home with a pitch. First pitch strike for Cooper Mittermeier. Leadoff batter is Harrison Haas. Pop out to short in that first inning. Haas bats from the left. Haas drives one out to center field. Playable there. Loved by David Anderson. First out of the inning recorded for the first time in this game. The leadoff batter is retired for Eau Claire Regis.
The designated hitter, number 2, Ivan Nispel.
Ivan Nispel back at the plate. He was one of the strikeout victims of Carson Galvez. In the first inning, Nispel, the senior DH, also a lefty. Mittermeier comes home with a pitch. That one has popped out to shallow center and drifting back to make the catch, leaning over a bit, is Cale Holm. And that's exactly what you're looking for if your Cooper Mittermeier is 3 pitches, 2 outs.
Yeah, that's exactly what we needed right here. Just, you know, not putting anybody on base. Last inning, so
Ben Baltz, the freshman, doubled and scored in that second inning. He'll take an inside pitch for a ball. 2 away, none on for Eau Claire Regis. Cooper Mittermeier on the hill for Coach Tim Riemenschneider and McDonald as they trail 3-1 here in the top of the third. Mittermeier comes home with some gas, finds the mark, one ball and one strike.
Yeah, Cooper throwing really, really well right now.
McDonald would love to get a 1-2-3 inning and get back at the plate here. Mittermeier comes home with a pitch and hits Ben Baltz in the backside. And that will put a base runner aboard for Regis with two away. Mason McCoy, who also doubled and scored in that second inning. Another freshman, first baseman, and another lefty. Comes to the plate now for Regis. Those Kelly Green jerseys, bright yellow batting helmets for Regis. Runner at first with two away. Big swing and a miss on the first pitch from Cooper Mittermeier.
Nice pitch, but so how many freshmen does Regis have again?
Three in the starting lineup.
Okay.
Polonchik, Baltz, and McCoy.
Yeah, and they all seem like they are definitely up to the task.
Slightly open stance here for Mason McCoy. McCoy is going to dribble one right past the runner, gloved by Crawford. An easy little toss to first. And it's not quite a 1-2-3 inning, but pretty darn close for McDonald, as Regis does not play to run for the first time this game. And after 2.5, our score, Eau Claire Regis 3, McDonald 1. We're back with the Max half of the third in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Number two, Eli.
Home opener for McDonald. Back to the top of the lineup. In a 3-1 ball game. Still early on. Bottom of the third here in Chippewa Falls at Casper Park. Gannon Family Baseball Field. Eli Stepp. A ground out to short in the first. That's from the right facing the freshman, Brogelman. And Stepp line drive out to right, and that's bobbled and dropped in right by Landon Walker. And Stepp is going to round second and head toward third. The throw is going to come off the mark and sliding into third. Eli Stepp with a leadoff triple.
Wow, that ball sliced like a golf ball would, you know,
like
one of my golf balls would off a drive. It was just amazing, and I think the right fielder was in good position, but it just kept slicing.
I mean, honestly, it looked like kind of a routine line drive out to right field.
Yeah,
as I mentioned,
just amazing,
hooked away from him. So I guess the winds play things evenly here, as we've seen McDonald have a little trouble in the field. Cooper Mittermeier will try to help his own cause now in the pitching spot for Coach Tim Riemenschneider, and he'll step in after a fly out to shallow left field in the first inning. A runner in scoring position for Mittermeier, and McDonald trailing 3-1. Takes one in the dirt. 2-0 the count. Brogelman's given up a pair of triples in this game. Also has struck out two max batters. The 2-0 pitch, and having to duck away from that one, Cooper Mittermeier. Did that pitch even go behind him?
It looked like it did, yep. And I see he's up to 38 pitches now.
So we'll see how long Brogelman stays in if McDonald's able to get a strong offensive inning here. 3-0 pitch, and Brogelman finds the mark for a strike. Eli Stepp at third. Cooper Mittermeier at the plate. None out here in the bottom of the third. Mittermeier slaps it foul along the third baseline. Three balls, two strikes. Working his way back into this at bat. Brogelman, the freshman pitcher for Coach Andy Neese and Eau Claire Regis. Count is full. The 3-2 pitch. Mittermeier's going to pop that one up toward third base. And that is gloved by Ben Baltz, the freshman, and the first batter is retired for McDonald this inning. Eli Stepp remains at third with Cale Holm, who has the other
pair of triples
for McDonald at the plate.
All right, Cale, let's get another one here. The way this ball's been acting when it's been up in the air, geez, if we can just get one, even if it's might be a routine pop fly, it's a good chance it's going to hit the ground here tonight.
So home 1-for-1 with that triple. Bats from the right, takes a first pitch ball. Three to one our score, Eau Claire Regis. Trying to beat McDonald for the second time in as many days. Brogelman comes home, dribbled right back to Brogelman from Cale Holm. Long run to first and not in time. And two retired for McDonald.
All right, Grant. It would be nice to get Eli home here.
So Grant Smiski now at the plate with two outs and a runner at third. Smiski had that single, an RBI single to bring Cale Holm home in the first inning, and now with two retired, McDonald a golden opportunity here that they don't want to squander to try to get back within a run. Smiski swung at the first pitch from Brogelman last time. The freshman delivers. Grant takes. Ball one. And kind of that mental duel as well, too. You see that Grant's going to swing at some of the first pitches. Throw one inside, see if he takes it. He wisely did. The 0-1 pitch. That one right back to third. Baltz throw across the diamond in time, and Eau Claire Regis gets out of a bit of a jam there after the leadoff triple. No runs allowed. We head to the fourth with your score, Eau Claire Regis 3, McDonald 1. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Max Baseball on WOGO and Max TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line. It's a base hit by the left fielder. Two are going to score. The Cardinals make it three are going to score. Chahai leads it 8-3.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Allie Geist.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Cooper Mittermeier back on the hill for McDonald. In a 3-1 ball game in favor of Eau Claire Regis, and Chase Koska comes to the plate. He has a pair of doubles, a stolen base, and a run scored. Koska, the right-handed hitting senior, facing junior Cooper Mittermeier, who faced four batters in the last inning, looked pretty strong. Koska, big cut at the first pitch and missed.
Nice pitch by Cooper. Way to start off here.
0-1 the count. Koska batting in that leadoff slot as we're back to the top of the lineup for Eau Claire Regis. They lead 3-1 in the top of the fourth from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Mittermeier hurls and knocked foul along the first base line. thought for a second there that Costco was actually showing bunt. Not sure what kind of speed he has. Maybe just fighting that pitch off from Cooper.
Yeah, yeah. Guy that's hit two doubles, I'd be surprised.
It wouldn't make much sense unless he has a lot more speed than we've seen. The 0-2 pitch. Just a bit outside. 1-2 the count on Koska.
Cooper's throwing hard.
Again, the pitch count climbed up pretty high for Carson Galvez in those first two innings. Mittermeier skips one in for a ball. Two balls and two strikes the count with none out and none on for Eau Claire Regis. Mittermeier scuffing the mound a little bit. It's the call from Eli Stepp. Cooper with the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Punch him out. Cooper Mittermeier, his first K of the day. Yeah, the leadoff batter retired.
Looked like it was just right at the top of the strike zone, but it was a good pitch. It was definitely a strike. So, yeah, great pitch by Cooper.
Landon Walker, who struck out in the first, ground out to second in the second. Back of the plate here with one out and none on. The left-handed batting Walker, the senior. In that two slot, Cooper Mittermeier, first pitch, line drive, and that is going to bring Anderson up. It one hops to him, and Walker aboard with a single.
Yeah, first when David was coming up, it looked like maybe he was going to be able to make a play on that.
Number 13,
just kind of died right in front of him. But
we know David has a lot of speed, but
yeah,
that one not. And again, even the line drives, the wind is playing some havoc with him here. Hunter at first, one out for Alex Chula. Chula's going to foul one over toward the Regis dugout. Out of play. Chula doubled in the first. Drew a walk in the second. Stole second. Hasn't scored a run yet. The senior again, three seniors in the first three slots for Coach Andy Neese. Regis 1-3 on this season, not really playing like that. 1-0 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. He played some tough competition down in Adams Friendship at that tournament to begin the year. Fouled straight back this time for Alex Chula and had the count 0-2. You know, if the sun would just stay in this position, we can now see the scoreboard very clearly.
Yes, now. Well, it's very, very bright. Yeah, you know, and we were supposed to go to a tournament two down in Mauston, but it got canceled with the snow. So, yeah, some good innings there to help figure things out a little bit more. Would have been nice.
Cooper Mittermeier, the pitch skips it behind Chula, and that's going to allow the base runner to advance. Landon Walker takes second, runner in scoring position for Eau Claire Regis as they lead 3-1. Here in the fourth. And if you're just joining us, McDonald had a great opportunity with a leadoff triple in the last inning before the freshman pitcher Brogelman settled in. Retired the next three batters faced for McDonald. One ball and two strikes. Cooper Mittermeier facing Chula, junior against senior. Runner at second. Mittermeier gives him a long look. Comes home with a pitch. That one sails in high. Two balls and two strikes. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you. Sam Aberle back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Val Knobloch a few feet to our right, running the Max TV live stream. One away, one on. The 2-2 pitch from Mittermeier misses. Count is worked full. Join us tomorrow, Mark Halverson, Tammy Slowiak. The red-hot Chi-High Lady Cardinals softball team in a doubleheader against Marshfield, 10:40 a.m. MoGo pregame begins. Mittermeier, the 3-2 pitch, fouled behind home plate. Lady Cards will try to stay unbeaten on the young season. I was on the call last night. as Coach Jared Faraday and Coach Chelsea Zakora's crew took care of business against Hudson 11-7. Count is full against Chula for Cooper Mittermeier. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out. Mittermeier has recorded a pair of strikeouts and now two away with a runner at second.
The catcher, number for 15, McDonald. Matt Malashek.
That was definitely a battle there, and just good job from Cooper just sticking with it and getting the strikeout there.
Palachik, the freshman, number 15, the right-handed batter, the catcher, reached on an error in the first inning, then a ground out back to Carson Galvez in the second. The runner at second and two away. Palachik takes a first pitch ball from Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper and scuffing up the mound a little bit, getting his footing as Palachik stands back in. Lead from the runner at second. That's a drive that is hooking way out in right field, and that one's all the way back to the wall. Run is going to score, and a stand-up double for Matt Palachik.
Yeah, he got a hold of that one, and there again, it just... I think I said slice, but no, these are hooking, and they're just, it's got to be just impossible to judge that out there.
So Walker in to score, that is, by my count, the sixth double
18, Owen Merton,
for Eau Claire Regis. And we'll bring Jamie Koska, the junior shortstop,
is number one, Jamie Koska,
to the plate. So Regis has scored in the first, second, not the third, but now in the fourth. And McDonald trying to minimize the damage here as they trail 4-1. Koska was hit by a pitch, left stranded in inning one. Ground out back to Carson Galvez at the pitcher's mound in the second inning. McDonald was able to make it close last night after falling behind early to Regis, but fell 6-5. Need to come back again here. Down three runs, 4-1, as Koska takes the first pitch ball.
Yeah, I mean, these balls are, I mean, they're well over the outfielder's head. So, once again, Regis, they can definitely hit. No question about that.
One ball, no strikes. Mittermeier with the pitch, fouled straight back. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. He's Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heese and Heese Loken, 715-720-4000. That's 715-720-4000. Two away, one on, one in for Eau Claire Regis. The 1-1 pitch from Cooper Mittermeier. That one misses. Isaac Crawford out there at second. Place Mittermeier, who came to the bump in favor of Carson Galvez. Galvez with a couple strikeouts recorded in this outing, both in the first inning. 4-1 Eau Claire Regis. Two balls and one strike on Koska for Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier comes in and ducks Koska back, shades him off the plate.
Yeah, it's just a little bit inside.
Just a bit.
Yep.
Cooper comes striding halfway back to home plate to get that throw from Eli Stepp. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs with a runner at second for Regis. Mittermeier getting back in position, turning the ball over in that right hand. Now steps in. Takes a glance back at the runner. The 2-2 pitch. That one inside. Actually, maybe hit the batter. And Koska hit by a pitch for the second time tonight.
Yeah, I see. Cooper's got 28 pitches. I think he's still got some arm left. Just refocus here a little bit. Get this one.
That's Harrison Haas, the junior second baseman. He popped out to short, a fly out to center in his two at-bats in the first and the third. Runners at first and second for Regis in a 4-1 ball game. They lead. And runs have been at a premium so far for McDonald, just plating one so far. Pretty good outing from Brogelman, the freshman pitch for Eau Claire Regis. First pitch in there for a strike for Cooper Mittermeier.
Yeah, the hits aren't coming as easy tonight, but also, you know, he's throwing strikes, and we're looking at a lot of strikes, too. So I think we just start swinging the bat, and good things will happen.
Two outs, 0-1 pitch here for Cooper Mittermeier. Runners at first and seconds. Mittermeier, I thought he got that one maybe a bit high. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it looked pretty good from right here.
One ball and one strike. Our vantage point here from the press box.
Yeah, I didn't miss by much.
Family baseball field. 1-1 the count with two out and two on for Eau Claire Regis and Cooper Mittermeier on the hill for McDonald. Mittermeier the pitch. That's a line drive deep out to right. Long run over and gloving it. Nash winger. And Regis strands a couple base runners. A sharply hit line drive from Harrison Haas. And we head to the bottom of the fourth with your score, Eau Claire Regis 4, McDonald 1. We are back in 60 seconds. Max Baseball on WOGO Radio and Max TV.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
We welcome you back to Chippewa Falls home opener for your McDonald Max. Down 4-1 to Eau Claire Regis. Chase Brogelman, the freshman pitcher, still out there and fires in a first pitch strike to Joe Liebrandt. Liebrandt reached on an error in the first. We're now in the fourth, bottom of the fourth. McDonald trailing by 3 runs. Liebrandt's going to bounce one foul right in front of the plate. Behind in the count here, 0-2.
Joe's not afraid to swing the bat. We've seen that the past 2 times he's been up here.
Liebrandt,
good
senior.
Contact.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us for Max Baseball, Chi-High Softball doubleheader tomorrow morning and afternoon. Liebrandt called out on strike 3. That'll bring Mason Bussey back to the line. Third strikeout for Brogelman. Mason Bussey was one of those 3 strikeouts back in the first inning. Bussey, the sophomore, the DH today. First pitch low. Bussey steps out, takes a practice cut. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Bussey takes a second low pitch. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page, Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. 2 balls, no strikes. Mason Bussey, the right-handed batting sophomore. Brogelman the pitch. Big cut there from Bussey. Swing and a miss. 2-1.
You could really get a hold of one and like get some good solid contact. The ball's going to go somewhere.
Go a long way. 1 out, 2-1 pitch from Brogelman, and Bussey does get a hold of this one and drives it deep, way deep to left. Hits the wall. Mason Bussey rounding first, headed towards second. Throw is cut off, and Bussey a stand-up double. And actually, he was rounding second and had to take a little bit of a dive back toward the bag. That's safe there with David Anderson.
That was a shot. You know, Bussy pretty fast for a big guy, but for him to get to second like that, he really
had to hustle.
Yep, and he really had to hit it, and he did.
David Anderson, who struck out in the second, throw back to second from Brogelman. McDonald trails 4-1 here to Eau Claire Regis. Chippewa Falls at Casper Park. David Anderson, the junior center fielder, bats from the right. Brogelman a long look back at Mason Bussy at second, then comes home with the pitch. Dribbled foul. And Brogelman's pitch count, as you mentioned, starting to get up there a bit. Overall, he's pitched well.
Yeah, he has. For a freshman, he's doing really good.
Lead off at second for Mason Bussy. Anderson at the plate. The pitch comes home inside and hit by a pitch. Anderson will take the pain and head to first.
Yeah. His teammates really cheering loud over there. David gets hit by a lot of pitches. It's kind of uncanny how much he gets hit. But
tough kid.
Yeah, but you know now he's on base. Of course, well, we'll see how things go here. I was going to say he's got Mason in front of him.
And Bussy come over to chat with Coach Riemann Schneider as Regis calls time here. Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center. In Rice Lake, visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. At the plate for McDonald is Alan Minen, the junior first baseman, batting in the eighth slot.
To the plate for the match.
Popped out to third base. Well, actually, foul pop up back in the second inning. Now with runners at first and second in a 4-1 ball game, McDonald trailing. Minen, the lone lefty in this lineup. Against Brogelman. First pitch in for a strike. Brogelman did a particularly good job last inning after that leadoff triple from Eli Stepp, shutting down the Max batters, not allowing a run. Comes home with the pitch, and it goes right past Brogelman, gloved at second. Throw to first, coming off the bag, not in time. Runner retired at second, but McDonald now base runners at the corners. So Minen reaches.
Yeah, fielder's choice there.
Anderson out.
Number 14, Nash Winger comes to the plate for the match.
Oh, we got Mason.
Bussy now at
advanced third. Advanced one more, so hey.
Two outs, though. So Nash Winger going to need to come up with a big hit here. The junior right fielder. Runners at the corners.
He's been making contact. Even yesterday, he's hitting the ball, so I think he's due.
Winger takes the first pitch strike. And Bussy at third had that very loud double. Alan Minen at first. Taking a lead there. Winger pops one up. Shallow right field and running up to make the squeeze. Landon Walker, and once again, McDonald. Base runners left stranded.
After four
complete, your score, Eau Claire Regis 4. McDonald 1. We are back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Baseball on WOGO.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
It's a great day for baseball here in Chippewa Falls. McDonald Mac's home opener. Eau Claire Regis trying to be rude guests here. They lead 4-1 as we head into the fifth inning. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you. Sam Aberle, our producer at the WOGO studios in Halley. Val Knobloch running the Max TV live stream if you'd like to watch and listen. Podcast of this game available later on tonight at WOGO.com. Cooper Mittermeier draws a swinging strike one. Facing right-handed batter. Mittermeier, the 0-1 pitch. In there for a strike. We've been a substitution for Regis. Getting caught up on who's at the plate here in a moment. The 0-2 pitch. Inside.
That's good to see Cooper coming, cut him out and getting right after it.
Mittermeier ahead, 1-2 in the count. Sawyer Webster at the plate here. Wearing number 10. So Webster in for Ivan Nispel. Two and two the count. Mittermeier the pitch high. Works it full.
Yeah, the past two pitches have been just a little bit high, a little outside.
Three and two, none out, none on. Mittermeier a couple strikes in that last inning. A couple strikeouts, rather. Yeah, and a called strike three.
It wasn't
a full count. That was a bit of a delayed call.
It was. And it wasn't too much different than the previous two pitches, but it was in just a little bit more, and I think that's what saved him there. So great call, umpire. That's all I got to say about that. Great
indeed.
Call.
And from our vantage point up here, we've had a couple that we might have seen differently, but again, that's just from this viewpoint.
Yeah, no, I think that was right.
First pitch miss for Mittermeier. Now facing Ben Baltz, the freshman, doubled and scored in the second, hit by a pitch left stranded in the third. In the top of the fifth for Eau Claire Regis, they lead 4-1. Mittermeier the pitch. Outside. 2-0 the count. Mittermeier, 39 pitches after coming in relief of Carson Galvez, whose pitch count climbed pretty high. High fly ball, long run up for everyone, and it drops between three McDonald outfielders as Crawford trying to gallop back. A couple players lost their lids, and Baltz reaches safely.
It was just a lack of communication out there on that one.
Somebody's
got to make a call and just get after it.
So a base runner aboard. Ben Baltz. That brings up Mason McCoy, the freshman. Doubled and scored in the second. Ground out in the third. They'll foul one straight back to begin this at bat against Cooper Mittermeier. One out.
ball to board. Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. 715-723-2977. Mintermeyer, the pitch, big swing and a miss. Quickly ahead in the count, 0-2 here. Cooper Mintermeyer, strike away from his second strikeout victim of this fifth inning. Facing McCoy, the freshman, left-handed batter. A lot of lefties in this lineup for Regis.
There is.
Bald's fellow freshman takes his lead off of first base. Cooper Mittermeier, the pitch, dribbled right past first, and that's going to be a base hit. McCoy will advance to first and Bald's to second. Good piece of hitting there from the freshman.
Yeah, it looked like for some reason Allen got kind of a late jump on that ball.
Number 20, Chase Koska.
It wasn't way beyond the bag.
No, it wasn't.
Koska, a dangerous leadoff man. Back up here in the fifth, he doubled and scored. Along with a stolen base in the first, another double in the second. Did strike out in the fourth. His second time facing Cooper Mittermeier here. Runners at first and second, one out. Koska, heavy contact on this one. High fly ball drifting over as Anderson in center makes the catch, holds the runners. And Koska retired for the second straight at bat. The way he's poked the ball today, you certainly are thankful for that.
Yeah, we'll take that. Good job by David, just being able to stay with that one. That was a high ball.
Landon Walker, who singled and scored in the fourth inning. The left-handed hitting senior right fielder. Facing Cooper Mittermeier again with runners at first and second, but now two away for McDonald. Holding the bat high in his stance is Walker. Mittermeier glanced back to second. The base runner there fouls straight back on pitch one. Eli stepped the toss back to Mittermeier. He's now at 45 pitches. Getting close to 60 pitches on the other side, Brogelman. The freshman has had a strong outing for Coach Andy Neese and Eau Claire Regis. Runners at first and second, two outs. The 0-1 pitch from Mittermeier. That one's dribbled to Crawford. Takes an awkward bounce, but Crawford gloves and throws to first. 4-3 on the putout, and McDonald blanks Regis for his second straight inning. After 5.5, our score sits Eau Claire Regis 4, McDonald 1. We are back in 60 seconds. Max Baseball and WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Well, on Monday night in Augusta, McDonald scored 19 runs. They'd love to have just a few of those shared here tonight in their home opener.
Wouldn't that be nice?
They trail Eau Claire Regis 4-1, bottom of the fifth. Top of the order coming back up for the Max with Eli Stepp. Ground out in the first, but then a triple in the second. He was left stranded, though, after that triple.
Yeah, time to get the bats going.
Stepp takes a first pitch in the dirt from Brogelman.
Well, we're close. We've had some runners in scoring position, and you know he's held them here a little bit. But this is the one missing ingredient here tonight.
McDonald scored at least 6 runs in their first 3 games. Ducking on this pitch from Brogdon is Eli Stepp. And Eli ahead in the count, 2-0 against Brogdon. That was his 60th pitch. The freshman working quickly here. The 2-0 is a called strike one.
It's fairly impressive. Freshman, he's up 60 pitches, and he's still throwing it pretty good.
The 2-1 line drive hits the grass and left, and Eli Stepp, a leadoff single that actually gets through the legs of the left fielder there, but Stepp is going to hold at first. Leadoff batter aboard. Good way to start the fifth here for McDonald.
Second baseman and relief pitcher, number 7, Cooper Mittermeier.
Comes to the plate after a flyout in the first and a pop out in the second, in the third, excuse me. As we often say, Mittermeier looking to help his own cause here. His team trailing 4-1 as he'll scuff things around a little bit on that left side of the plate. Mittermeier, the right-handed batter, with Eli Stepp at first. None out. Showing bunt. He'll drop along the first baseline. Long run over for the pitcher. He'll throw in time, but Mittermeier does his job and advances the runner to second.
Yeah, for a second there, I thought maybe he was gonna beat that throw. But
number 16, Cale.
Not to be.
Home.
Eli Stepp advances to second, brings up Cale Holm, who scored the lone run for McDonald, had a triple in the first, ground out back in the third, right back to the pitcher, in fact. So Holm, the shortstop, swings at the first pitch. He's going to pop this one up to shallow center. Long run over, but making the catch. Runner advances. Chase Koska. So McDonald now with 2 away and a runner at third, and Grant Smisky coming to the plate. Holm with the fly out to Koska in center.
I think they might be saying that Eli left early on that tag. So they call them out.
Wow, so that will end the inning, and McDonald, another chance squandered here as we are through 5 complete with Regis leading 4-1. We'll come back in the 6th here on WOGO. This is Max Baseball.
I was kind of wondering it.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
McDonald's offense shut out for 4 consecutive innings. They trail 4-1 as we are in the top of the 6th here in the home opener from Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Podcast available later on at WOGO.com. This one, McDonald hoping for a comeback here as they've settled in a bit defensively, Seth, but offensively, we just haven't seen the bats really come alive, and they've put themselves in some situations to get a run or two back, but Regis has made the plays necessary, and McDonald's just given up a couple mistakes as well.
Yeah, just a couple of mistakes here and there, and it's just starting to add up a little bit.
First pitch high and inside on Chula, the right-handed batting senior. Chula at the plate for the 4th time, reached on an error in the first. Ground out back to Carson Galvez at the pitcher's mound in the second. And hit a double last time up. Struck out last time up. Shula takes ball two. Correct myself, actually, that was Matt Palachik's stats. So Chula doubled in the first, reached on a walk, and stole a base in the second, left stranded, then struck out in the fourth. The 2-0 pitch, and Chula's going to foul this one straight back. Eli Stepp has a chance running back toward the fence, but goes out beyond the fence and takes a high hop.
Yeah, it was just a couple foot or two outside the fence there.
Two balls and one strike. On Monday night in Augusta, we saw Eli get to a couple of those.
He did. Yeah, he had a great game on Monday night.
He got no chance there. None out, none on for Chula the senior against Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier comes home with the pitch. Called a ball, 3-1, the count. Regis again has worked the pitch count up for McDonald's pitchers, starting with Carson Galvez. Now a high pop-up, Crawford calling for it between first and second. He'll wave everybody off and make the grab, and the leadoff batter's retired again for Regis.
The catcher, number Cooper, 15, Matt Palachik.
Not sure how he does it, but he's able to get a lot of pop-ups that are playable.
And again, staying in the infield as well. One out, none on. Mittermeier facing Palachik now. Fires one in for a strike. Palachik gave you his stats before. He reached on an error in the first. Ground out to the pitcher in the second. And then a double in the fourth. Second pitch miss from Cooper Mittermeier. One ball, one strike.
Boy, Cooper looked out there. I think he wanted that one.
One ball and one strike. Mittermeier is up to 53 pitches. As he came in relief of Carson Galvez. The 1-1 finds the mark there. One ball and two strikes. Mittermeier's pitched well.
He has, and he's not holding back, and he's up to 54, and I haven't seen any let-off or drop-off or anything like that, so, yeah, doing very well.
The 1-2 pitch from Mittermeier, that one chopped right back along the third baseline, gloved, and no throw there for Grant Smisky. That was just, as we called it, just not going to be a play available. So an infield hit for Palachik.
That ball, it just, there's something with this grass right now. It just dies when it hits it. I can even see it when they're just throwing the ball around, warming up between innings, you know, and it hits the grass. It just dies.
Up to bat for Regis is
now
number
a runner
one,
at first
Jamie
with
Koska.
One away. Jamie Koska, the junior, up for the fourth time tonight. He was hit by a pitch twice in this game, in the first and the fourth. Between a ground out back to Carson Galvez. So one away, one on. Mittermeier's thrown 55 pitches here, facing the right-handed batting Jamie Koska. Time called for. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane suppliers, a bot called on Cooper Mittermeier. So Palachik will advance to scoring position at second. 4-1 Eau Claire Regis. We're in the top of the sixth here in Chippewa Falls. Runner at second takes his lead. Drive back to center field. Love there by David Anderson, and he will throw to the cutoff man and prevent the runner from advancing beyond second base. So Palachik will stay there.
To the plate for the Ramblers.
Koska records
the
second out of the inning. Harrison Haas now 0-for-3 on the afternoon. Pop out and a couple fly outs in the first, third, and fourth. Mittermeier, that was pitch number 57, facing the left-handed Haas, the junior. Mittermeier Feller Jr. draws a first pitch swinging strike.
That was a nice pitch.
0-1 the count. And good to have you with us for Max Baseball. Check out our complete lineup of baseball and softball games at WOGO.com under sports schedule. Chi High softball doubleheader tomorrow right here at Casper. Mittermeier trying to find the edge of the plate, doesn't. 1-1 the count. Next time we're scheduled for McDonald. Baseball or softball will be Tuesday evening, weather permitting, and maybe an asterisk there, but if the weather does allow it, a battle of state-ranked softball squads as the Lady Macs travel to Fall Creek. The 1-1 pitch, ground ball right to short. It's bobbled there by Mina. He'll throw back to Crawford, who's covering the bag. And Crawford, a nice job as the lid pops off. But Mina, the bobble, the flip back to Crawford, and nicely done there by McDonald defensively. That's the third out of the inning.
Good job by Isaac getting over there for sure. And then Allen, he didn't, you know, he kind of bobbled it, but he didn't try to get back. He saw Isaac and he just went with that. I think if he would have had a little indecision there, it wouldn't have happened. But just, you know, even though he kind of mishandled it there at the beginning, he just stuck with Isaac and made that decision. And
well, middle of this sixth, we're back in 30 seconds. McDonald trying to get one back here in their home opener.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line. It's a base hit by the left fielder. Two are going to score. The Cardinals make it three are going to score. Chahai leads it 8-3. Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Allie Geist.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you at Casper Park, Gannon Baseball Field. Here in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire Regis and McDonald tangling for the second straight evening. Regis with the win in Eau Claire last night, 6-5. McDonald trying to return the favor here, but they trail 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth.
And there's not much as far as action on the bases. It's been pretty even with the bottom of the order versus the top of the order here for McDonald. So, you know, Grant's fourth batter leading off, but
Smiski, the cleanup hitter, swings at the first pitch and drifting over in foul territory along the third baseline. Balch drops it. Well, that looked to be a fairly routine play, but the Winds have made routine plays be anything but here at Casper on this Friday afternoon and evening.
Yeah, Grant got lucky there. He's got another chance.
He is the lone RBI for McDonald in this game, a single back in the first. 0-1 pitch, misses low. And still out there working is the freshman, Chase Brogelman. He's probably opened a lot of eyes here at the varsity level. Grounder to short for Smiski. The glove, the throw coming off the bag, and Smiski beats it out. That's why you run it out. Looked to be a fairly routine play, but Koska's throw dragged McCoy off first base. And the leadoff batter aboard safely here in the bottom of the sixth for McDonald. Joe Liebrandt, the senior, reached on an error in the first, struck out in the fourth. Right-handed batter with Smiski aboard at first. That was the 67th pitch for Brogelman.
That's pretty impressive for
swing and a miss. Pretty impressive, especially considering so 68 pitches for Brogelman, 60 pitches for Cooper Mittermeier, who came in relief of Carson Galvez, whose pitch count was getting quite high.
Mm-hmm.
Brogelman, the 0-1, another swing and a miss from Liebrandt. We mentioned Joe not afraid to take a big cut. He did strike out looking back in the fourth, but again, McDonald trailing 4-1, not a lot of time left here to try to move the base runners around. Liebrandt fouls one off.
Yeah, I think Joe's been down 0-2 each time he's been up here.
Trying to battle back in this at bat, the McDonald senior. Smisky at first, none out. The 0-2 from Brogelman. The 71st pitch and a called strike three. Second time in the last two at-bats that Liebrandt has been called out on strikes.
Number 24, Mason Bussey.
And Mason Bussey, who back in the fourth had that double but was left stranded at third, comes in trying to move Smisky around. We've seen some big-time swings from Mason Bussey here this evening. Pickoff throw to first. Bussey struck out in the first, then that double in the fourth. Now with Smisky aboard and one out, McDonald trailing 4-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Isn't looking to have a big bat. Bussey gets a hold of one, but it's popped up a little to shallow left. Three runners colliding, and two Regis players collide, and that was a big collision as Mason Bussey aboard with the single. Actually, all the attention is out there in left field as it looks like all three Regis players are all right. But a couple collided out there.
Yeah, you hate to see that.
And
yeah.
One, trying to see who it was out there, but one just got bent over backward. So Alex Chula and I believe it's Koska out there as well. And kind of checking on one another, making sure everyone's all right. And their coach, Andy Neese, also going to run out and just check on his players. As that was similar to what we saw happen with McDonald, with three players converged and the ball kind of hit between all three of them. That time, it looked like one of the Regis outfielders had the ball in his glove and then just kind of got the head taken off clothesline, so to speak, by his teammate.
And I don't know which one stuck with it, but one of the outfielders out there stuck with that play, grabbed that ball, and they just about got Grant at second base.
Looks like everyone's going to be all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for our athletes out there.
Everybody kind of shaking it off. I believe it was Jamie Koska and Alex Chula who had that big collision out there. Chase Koska came over from center.
At bat for the Mets is number 17, David Anderson.
So David Anderson comes to the plate with Bussey at first and Smisky at second. One out. And hit by a pitch, David Anderson again.
I don't know what it is.
He just crowds the plate, or if he's just a magnet.
Yeah.
Get beamed.
But, he takes a lot of balls to the body.
Well, now the base is loaded here for McDonald. And a timeout called by Regis. Don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO. Well, David, this should be a sponsorship. Let's talk to Dale at White City Glass as Anderson gets hit by a pitch, and if your windshield takes a hit, call the glass leaders. White City Glass, Chippewa Falls, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Runners at first, second, and third.
At bat for the Mets is number 8, Allen
Minen. Foul pop out in the second. Fielder's choice in the fourth to get on base. First pitch, strike taken. Bases loaded for McDonald. Go ahead, run at the plate in Minen. Minen's going to dribble one foul along the first base line. One out, biggest scoring threat really we've seen for McDonald all game here in the bottom of the sixth, trailing 4-1.
Yeah, big spot here. This could really, if he could get a ball down, and could really make this game interesting.
Minen, the lone lefty in the lineup for McDonald. But he's down 0-2 in the count with one away. And fouls one straight back into the fence. Beautiful afternoon and evening here at Casper in Chippewa Falls for this home opener for McDonald. Good crowd on hand. Still seeing some of those stocking caps and coats as we're not quite into summer-like baseball weather. Certainly still April baseball here.
Yeah.
0-2 the count. Brogelman, the freshman. Bouncing ball hit to third. A run going to score for McDonald. So Minan brings one in as Smisky comes in to score. Makes it 4-2. But now two away.
Number 14, Nash Wager.
Oh, hey, we'll take it.
McDonald within two. And again, it's been a bit of a dry spell. Four straight shutout innings. So Minan records the second RBI of the game. Nash Winger, the junior, makes an inside pitch.
Oh, it must have got him.
It did hit him.
Yep. It looked like he tried to get away from it even, but it got him.
So how about Winger hit by a pitch? That will load the bases and bring McDonald back to the top of the lineup with Eli Stepp. Trailing 4-2.
Up for the max.
And we've been waiting for these max bats to come alive. Now with two outs. Big time situation here for the young sophomore, Eli Stepp. Stepp, the right-handed batter. Runners occupy every base. Pitch count getting up there. Inside on the first pitch, Eli Stepp with a wise take. That was pitch number 79 for Chase Brogelman, the freshman.
Now, and looking out at Chase here, what do you think he weighs? Like 120 maybe?
If that is.
But he can
foul ball.
He just, you know, he throws it good, but he's just throwing strikes. That,
the location,
yeah,
again, of his pitches.
Yeah. It hasn't faded at all either.
That was pitch number 80. One ball and one strike on Eli Stepp. Two outs, bases loaded. McDonald down 4-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. The biggest threat of the day so far for McDonald. Eli Stepp watches a high ball come in. 2-1. And nowhere to put Eli Stepp for Chase Brogelman. So Eli looking for a juicy one to hit here. Drive one foul along the third baseline. That one barely missed David Anderson. He's headed toward home. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
And David's got him coming from the pitcher and from his teammates.
He is just a magnet for the baseball.
He is.
What a big moment here for the freshman Brogelman and the sophomore Eli Stepp. Bases loaded, two-run game. Bottom of the sixth for McDonald. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. In there for a called strike three. Brogelman wins that battle. McDonald plates one. We head to the seventh with our score. Eau Claire Regis 4, McDonald 2. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Lee Brandt.
Well, a pitching change for McDonald here in the top of the seventh, says Smisky, as the biggest threat of the game for the Max offensively, largely stymied as they load up the bases but only get one run in. And now the Max will make this pitching change and try and shut down Regis for another inning.
This Brogdon for Regis, he's been throwing a lot of strikes, we got to start swinging at the ball more, because especially with two strikes on you, he's too good not to.
So new pitcher for McDonald. Number six.
Yeah, Joe. I don't know. He didn't pitch in the Augusta game. I believe he pitched against Cumberland.
And the Max certainly going to need a strong inning here, as they're going to have to try to get
the Ramblers, it's
a couple back.
Sawyer Webster.
Came in a couple innings ago for Eau Claire Regis. Takes a first pitch ball. Second pitch misses inside. Coach Tim Riemenschneider will go retrieve that one behind home plate. Third pitch, a line drive out to left, and Crawford drops it in left field. Rounding first, headed toward second. Throw there, not quite in time. That was quite a throw there from Crawford.
The
leadoff double from Webster.
The way he was running to second base, I don't think he thought it was going to be that close. But there, another double. What's that got to be, like eight?
Either seven or eight. We'll have to count that up.
That's a lot.
In our postgame here, but goodness.
Yeah. That was definitely a playable ball out there. Just
leadoff runner aboard. Joe on the mound. Again, Crawford took his spot in left field, and Cooper Mettermeier now back at second. Popped up toward the Regis dugout. Foul ball. Again, runner at second. Regis with a 4-2 lead. Max got one back in the bottom of the sixth. Again, the way that Brogelman is largely shut down the McDonald offense. They just can't afford to give up any more here in the top of the seventh. Lee Brandt, the pitch in the dirt.
Eli's getting a workout behind the plate there. Really move around a lot right here.
Third pitcher here tonight for McDonald. Carson Galvez started the day. Cooper Mittermeier came in relief. Lee Brandt, the pitch. Still can't quite find the mark here. 3-1. Baltz, number 12, the freshman. Doubled back in the second, hit by a pitch and single. He'll dribble one right in front of the plate. Foul. Count has worked. 3-2. Baltz also has a run scored back in the second inning. Bottom of this lineup, a couple freshmen. We're just trying to turn this back to the top of the lineup and do a little bit more damage here in the seventh. Grounder, slow grounder. And that one must have been tipped off the cleat of Baltz the way he's hobbling around. So he's going to take his time getting back to the batter's box here.
That's got to hurt.
Right off the toe, I think.
Yeah, as soon as I heard contact, I looked out to the field.
That's what I did as well, too. I thought it was in play, but
yeah.
When we talk about the freshman Brogelman, the pitcher, Mendes, maybe a $1.15, $1.20
yeah,
or so. Then on the other side, you have Ben Baltz, who's for a freshman, a pretty well-built young man out there.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the pop in his bat. And trying to count the doubles here for Regis. They had five doubles through two innings. I think that seven is our unofficial tally. Seven doubles for Regis is fouled back.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Behind the backstop. But
been a pile of them, that's for sure. And, you know, actually, I don't know, for seven doubles.
To only have allowed four runs is testament to, again, just the mettle of McDonald's pitching as they try to settle in after allowing base runners. LeBrand issues a walk after the full count and still hobbling a bit. Ben Baltz going to first. So now runners at first and second. And I believe time called for here. It's already the 16th pitch for LeBrand.
I think that's
a courtesy runner.
Yeah, there hasn't been many walk. McDonald hasn't walked many people tonight.
Be number five, Jake Rubenzer.
That's probably why the score is only 4-2. You know, after hitting seven doubles, big part of it anyway.
To the plate for the Ramblers, Jake Rubenzer 11, Mason
is the courtesy runner. So runners at first and second, and Mason McCoy, the nine hitter, the freshman first baseman, number 11, the lefty against Joe LeBrand. None out, runners at first and second for Eau Claire Regis, showing bunt and bunting it foul. Here's McCoy. Obviously, the strategy here for Coach Andy Neese, just trying to get an insurance run or two here, his team leading 4-2.
Yeah. No outs.
LeBrand comes home with a pitch. Now trying to catch the runner between second and third and over the head of Cale Holm. Eli Stepp, a little extra juice on that throw. Oh, runners at the corners.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking he'll probably call the bunt off.
One ball, one strike for Joe LeBrand. He's already thrown 18 pitches. None out here for Eau Claire Regis. And runners at first and third with Mason McCoy, the freshman, at the plate. McCoy had a double and a run scored back in the second. LeBrand misses, 2-1. Ground out to second in the third, then a single back in the fifth on a 2-for-3 afternoon for Mason McCoy. Looking for his third hit. LeBrant to 3-1 here. It's already the 20th pitch for Joe. McCoy stands back in on the left side of the plate. Runners at first and third, none out here in the top of the seventh. McDonald trailing 4-2. Regis looking for more. Issuing the walk here. Joe LeBrand will load them up here.
Yeah, Joe just got to bring it inside a little bit. He's just been going outside with every pitch he's missed.
And now Chase Koska back at the plate, and Koska is 2-for-4. A pair of doubles in the first and second inning, a steal and a run scored, then struck out in the fourth, and a fly out in the fifth, but still, top of this Regis lineup, probably not what you want to be facing right now with the bases loaded.
Looks like they're bringing David in from center to pitch.
We saw David Anderson pitch for an inning on Monday night in Augusta, and again, we found out afterward from Grant that David hadn't pitched since, I believe, he was 9 years old.
Yeah, and he's
now a junior.
Yeah, he pitched
an inning.
Yeah, and he pitched an inning last night. Did real well. So here he is. I don't think he ever would have expected this.
Now being called in an adverse situation for McDonald. He trailed 4-1 for a lot of this game as Anderson gets loosened up here. Got a run back in the bottom of the sixth, but here top of the seventh, bases loaded, no one out. Regis a chance to really kind of shut the door on this game. With a solid hit here. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin, and turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Good Lord and weather willing, we'll see Coach Rick Byers' Lady Mac softball team unbeaten on the young season for the first time next week. Of course, rain and snow out, our first planned softball broadcast for the Lady Macs over at Elk Mound. Looking to see if we can get back on track next week. Planned broadcast between two state-ranked teams and McDonald and Fall Creek on Tuesday evening. Forecast does not look promising, but can certainly change. This is Wisconsin after all. Stay tuned to WOGO.com and our WOGO Sports social media, possibly adding games on Thursday and or Friday next week. David Anderson, first pitch is low and in the dust. And bases loaded for Regis with none out here in their top of the seventh at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you on WOGO, Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. David Anderson, the junior, the pitch, a ground to third, the throw to the plate, the force out there, and Smisky wisely takes out the lead runner, but a throw along the third base line and diving in there for Regis, number five, their courtesy runner, not able to get back up in time to head to home.
Yeah, it was
number 24, Landon Walker.
Good job on Joe coming up and being able to field that throw that went over Grant's head there. Otherwise, he could have made it home. But I don't know if Grant wasn't. It seemed like he wasn't expecting that throw. But good play to get the out or get the out at home.
So Koska reaches on the fielder's choice. But called out at home. Anderson now facing the lefty Landon Walker. One out. The 1-0 pitch here from Anderson. That one has popped up over near the McDonald dugout. No play there for Grant Smisky. One ball, one strike, one out. 4-2 the score in favor of Eau Claire Regis. We're in the top of the seventh in Chippewa Falls. Walker stands back in there. Takes a big swing and fouls one off. Base is loaded still.
Nice pitch by David. He's kind of got like a, almost like a little bit of a sidearm on his release.
And maybe just a little bit different than what Regis has seen so far here today. Missing on that last pitch. Two balls and two strikes. But again, some good velocity here from David Anderson. Bases loaded, one out. The 2-2 pitch from Anderson. Low and outside. No bases open. A big pitch here from Anderson, the junior, upcoming. Count has worked full against Landon Walker. His fifth at bat. Walker, a big swing and a miss.
Nice pitch.
Struck him out. David Anderson, that is a big time K for McDonald.
Yep, yeah. He was a little bit outside. He just moved it in. The pitch was low, but must look good enough to got him to swing.
So the base is still loaded, but now two away. As David Anderson, trying to keep his team in this one, will face Alex Chula. Chula, the right-handed batting senior, takes a strike on pitch one. Chula, his fifth at bat, he's doubled. Took a base on balls and a steal. And last two at bats, a strikeout and a pop-up to second base. Anderson ahead in the count, 0-1. Bases loaded with two outs. Foul over the Regis dugout. And David Anderson ahead in the count, 0-2. Facing Chula, the senior. Pretty big strike zone for the senior. Over 6 foot, I would imagine. Anderson working quickly. The 0-2 pitch. That's a long drive out to deep left center field and over the head of Isaac Crawford. And that is going to clear the bases for Eau Claire Regis as Chula slides into third with a bases clearing triple.
He got all of that, and it almost looked like maybe Isaac was going to be able to make a play on that ball, but just a really good hit.
And that blows this one open for Eau Claire Regis as McDonald again within a strike.
Yes.
Then I'm going to the bottom of the seventh down, just two runs.
The catcher, number 15, Matt Palacio.
Now three in with the runner on third. And Anderson was put in a tough spot there and almost got out of it. Now Palacic at the plate, and Palacic is going to drive one out to right field. Long run back, but jogging backward, Nash Winger makes the play, and Regis does their damage. We move to the bottom of the seventh. We are back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. This is
contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning, home opener for Chippewa Falls McDonald. They trail Eau Claire Regis 7-2. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski with you on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Finally, we're seeing a pitching change here for Eau Claire Regis after just a really, really impressive night for the freshman Brogelman. Now it looks like Jamie Koska will be on the hill for Coach Neese and Eau Claire Regis.
He's got about the same stature as Brogelman, yeah.
Koska's a junior, started out this game playing shortstop. McDonald, we've mentioned, been waiting, just kind of waiting all game for those bats to come alive. And Brogelman just a phenomenal job quelling each McDonald surge.
Yeah, he threw just a ton of strikes, and we were looking at a lot of them, and just we weren't able to get a hold of them. Just a lot of grounders, and he I don't know how many walks he had, but I don't think
leading
it was more than two.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh for the Max is number seven, Cooper.
Yeah, looking back
Mittermeier.
Here, Mittermeier. As Cooper Mittermeier comes to the plate. Just a lot of great command there for Brogelman.
Yep, yeah, he did not walk people.
So Koska, his first pitch. And Mittermeier will ground it to short. Glove, long throw coming off the bag, but back on it in time. Leadoff batter retired as Mason McCoy, a long stretch to get that one. And came back down on top of first base just in time to put out Cooper Mittermeier.
That was another close one. Grant was able to reach when they did that, but unfortunately not for Cooper.
That'll bring up Cale Holm. Holm takes a first pitch ball. Holm scored in the first inning after a triple. And a ground out in the third and a fly out to center in the fifth. Koska the pitch. He's got some pretty good velocity.
He does. Yep.
Darts one in for a strike there. You figure he has a pretty good arm playing short. One out, one ball, and one strike for Koska in a 7-2 ball game. Regis with the lead. Misses on pitch three.
And the pitches that he's missing on, they're close.
Not missing by a whole lot. Mm-mm. There. Working quickly, Koska, the 2-1 pitch. Home takes ball three.
Good eye by Kale, because I don't think I could lay off those.
And again, as you mentioned, just kind of nibbling around the edges is Koska. The 3-1. Kale Home is going to chop it over the head of Koska. Gloved at short, the throw to first in time. Nice play there at short. Courageous, 5-3 on the put out. 6-3. And McDonald down to their last out here. Grant Smisky.
Yeah,
another the plate.
Another good solid play.
Smisky had an RBI single in the first, ground out in the third, and single and scored a run in the sixth. But again, if this score remains, McDonald's going to look back at that sixth and say what could have been. Smisky takes a first pitch ball. And loading up the bases, but only plating one. They're in the bottom of the sixth, and then Regis, a bases clearing triple to blow this one open 7-2. Smisky takes ball two and two outs. McDonald trying to avoid a second straight setback. 2-0 Eau Claire Regis. They lost 6-5 last night in Eau Claire. The pitch, Smisky's going to loop it to second base, gloved there, and that will end the game. Harrison Haas records the final out and your final score. The Eau Claire Regis Ramblers 7, your McDonald Max 2. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. We'll chat post-game. We'll talk with head coach Tim Riemenschneider, get you some of the calls of the game as well. That's all ahead in 2 minutes here on WOGO and Max TV. This is McDonald Baseball.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with 3 full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Max Post Game here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky with you, and we'll see if we can chat with head coach Tim Riemenschneider of McDonald in a few minutes as well. We'll get you the calls of the game as the Max fall for the second straight night to Eau Claire Regis, 6-5 last night, 7-2 here in their home opener. And Seth, again, it was a game that they fell victim to some good pitching and just not able to get a lot of base runners. We've seen, again, McDonald's some aggressiveness on the base paths, even at Augusta. aggression there on the base paths and some timely hitting. Just weren't able to really get either one here tonight against a standout freshman pitcher in Chase Brogelman for the Ramblers.
Yeah, you know, we had, I don't know how many times we had somebody, three maybe, we had somebody in scoring position on third, weren't able to get him home. Just weren't hitting the ball tonight at a rate that was good enough to win this game for sure. And they were just pounding it and able to keep it, you know, only letting four runs score with how well they were hitting was good, but, you know, just kind of came apart at the end there. But, you know, overall, it just seems like it's just a couple little things, you know, here and there, and it's kind of the death by a thousand cuts,
yeah,
here, you know. But,
well, and again, even in this game, too, ends up being 7-2. But when you look at that sixth inning, and we talked about this, one run in, Grant Smiske again singled and scored. But loading up the bases there, you're batting at the top of your lineup, too, and kind of a what-if there, too. What if you'd gone into the seventh, maybe tied, maybe even up by a run, and instead Regis maintains that 4-2 advantage, and then within a strike of, yes, getting out of that, yes, even with the bases loaded, getting out of that jam there in the top of the seventh. But credit Alex Chula with a big-time triple to clear the bases, and that was pretty much the end of it here. A little bit of a last gasp from McDonald, but not able to get any base runners aboard in the seventh. But again, some chances here for the Macs, and again, not a wide difference here between these two teams. It's just the Regis bats were loud tonight, and the McDonald bats were fairly quiet.
Yeah, that was kind of the difference. You know, I mean, Carson, he did well when he was in there. Cooper came in and did, I thought, a great job. You know, it's just one of those things, and that's kind of baseball, too.
It'll be interesting to see the total pitch count stats as well between McDonald and Regis, because, again, Brogelman did a really nice job in the latter part of this game keeping his pitch count down, and went all the way through six innings, did the freshman, whereas McDonald used four pitchers here tonight, and again, Cooper Mittermeier was excellent, ate up a lot of innings, threw a lot of pitches. But Carson Galvez, he was relieved by Mittermeier after throwing a lot of pitches in the first two innings. Again, I would think that McDonald had about double the number of pitches tonight that Regis did, too, and again, with a potent offense like Regis has, the more pitches they see, it seems like the more chance they get to really poke one out into this windy outfield at Casper Park today.
Yeah, and that was, it seemed like that was a huge factor for us, more so just because they were hitting, they were, you know, just these super high fly balls that, you know, may have even been caught in a, you know, with no wind, but just that slice that they were taking was just super. Would have been super tough to play, and, you know, a lot of them were over the heads with the slice. That's almost impossible, you know.
Yeah, it was a tough game to be playing any part of the outfield today. Well,
sure.
We're going to take another break here and be back with our calls of the game. We'll see if we can chat with head coach Tim Riemenschneider as well. Again, your final score, Eau Claire Regis 7, McDonald 2. McDonald falls to 2-2 on the season. Regis moves to 2-3, and Ramblers perfection so far. Early part of the Clover Belt Conference slate, 2-0, McDonald at 0-2. We're back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line. It's a base hit by the left fielder. Two are going to score. The Cardinals make it three are going to score. Chahai leads it 8-3.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Allie Geist.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
McDonald postgame here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Max Fawn, their home opener to Eau Claire Regis, 7-2. Let's take a listen to some of the calls of the game. Now, one on at second base for Coach Andy Neese and Eau Claire Regis. They are 1-3 on the season, 1-0 in the Western Clover Belt. McDonald, the victim of that lone victory in conference play, lost all three in a tough Adams Friendship tournament at Eau Claire Regis to start the season. Strike called, strike three, and punch him out. How about Carson Galvez coming right back for the K?
Yeah, that's way to go, Carson. You know, come back after giving up a double like that. Didn't get rattled. He just came back throwing.
Bump here. This will again, the lefty. Stands in here at Gannon Family Baseball Field. Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. The 0-2 pitch again. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
Got him.
Oh. How about Carson Galvez buckling down? Only one run allowed as we move to the bottom of the first with your score. Cale Holmes going to drive one out to right center field. That is a long run and his way back and off the wall. Cale Holmes going to stride into second. He's going to round second, headed toward third. The throw is not going to be anywhere close in time. And Cale Holmes slides in for a triple to get McDonald in business here in the first.
He hit that ball super hard, and it was high, but it was over the right fielder's head. And it kind of, as it was in the air coming down, it kind of hooked, and I think that threw the right fielder off too, so it gave Cale a little more time.
At the plate against the freshman Brogelman with a runner definitely in scoring position, two outs. One on at third. That's Cale Holm. Brogelman comes home and driven right past short. That's going to score a run and tie the game. A base hit, RBI base hit, the knock for Grant Smiski. And we are tied at one apiece. That's from the right facing the freshman Brogelman. And step line drive out to right. And that's bobbled and dropped in right by Landon Walker. And step is going to round second and head toward third. The throw is going to come off the mark and sliding into third. Eli Step with a leadoff triple.
Wow.
Vandermeyer scuffing the mound a little bit. It's the call from Eli Step. Cooper with the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Punch him out. Cooper Mittermeier, his first K of the day. Yeah, the leadoff batter retired.
Looked like it was just right at the top of the strike zone. But it was
the call last night. As Coach Jared Faraday and Coach Chelsea Zakora's crew took care of business against Hudson 11-7. Count is full against Chula for Cooper Mittermeier. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out. Mittermeier has recorded a pair of strikeouts and now two away with a runner at second.
One, I like. Get some good solid contact. The ball's going to go somewhere.
Go a long way. One out, 2-1 pitch from Brogelman. And Bussey does get a hold of this one and drives it deep.
way deep to left, hits the wall. Mason Bussey rounding first, headed towards second. Throw is cut off, and Bussey, a stand-up double. The 2-1 line drive hits the grass and left, and Eli Stepp, a leadoff single that actually gets through the legs of the left fielder there, but Stepp is going to hold here for McDonald. Still out there working is the freshman, Chase Brogelman. He's probably opened a lot of eyes here at the varsity level. Grounder to short for Smisky. The glove, the throw, coming off the bag, and Smisky beats it out. That's why you run it out. Looked to be a fairly routine play, but Koska's throw dragged McCoy off first base. This is open, a big pitch here from Anderson, the junior, upcoming. Count has worked full against Landon Walker. His fifth at-bat. Walker, a big swing and a miss.
Nice pitch.
Struck him out. David Anderson, that is a big-time K for McDonald.
Yep, yeah. He was a little bit outside, and he just moved it in. The pitch was low, but...
And those are your highlights here as McDonald falls at home 7-2 to Eau Claire Regis. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, as we wrap things up, take a look at our sports schedule at WOGO.com for McDonald and Chi-Hi baseball and softball. Big Lady Cardinals softball doubleheader, and we'll chat with head coach Tim Riemenschneider in just a moment here as he'll join us in the booth at Gannon Field here at Carson Park. Coach Riemenschneider, we appreciate his time here on WOGO Sports as we finish up our broadcast. And, Coach, this was a game that maybe for the first time this season, the bats didn't come alive quite like what we'd seen. Again, two runs scored tonight, but it seemed like in all the other games, eventually the offense found its rhythm. And just, again, a strong freshman pitcher you faced today.
Yep. Our bats were silent. You know, I kept thinking we would turn it on, and it's been kind of a second half of a game turn on for us so far, but the timely hits weren't there. We had a runner at three with nobody out, and we didn't play them. It was just our kind of night. Things just did not work out for us the way we had hoped.
Coach, we just again, like so many sports in baseball, can just come down to, again, one play, one pitch. You look at that 4-2 game in the sixth, bases loaded down to the final strike to maybe get out of that without any damage, and instead of bases clearing triple. I mean, it's just that close sometimes.
Absolutely. You know, I'm really proud of David. I brought him in with bases loaded, and he almost pitched out of that jam.
Yeah.
Just about.
And we talked about that before the game, too. He hasn't pitched again for a long, long time. Came out on Monday, and it looks like you may have found a little something there.
I'm really impressed with him. He's doing a nice job of closing or getting his inning. Cooper did a great job tonight. He stepped in. Carson had some long innings, so we had to pull him early. But Coop came in. I said, give me five. Well, he gave me, you know, three and a half, four. So he did a nice job.
And, Coach, again, it was a game, especially for the outfielders on both sides. Some of those balls, again, the wind was just causing all kinds of havoc today.
Absolutely. It was a tough day to be an outfielder. And I told my outfielders, I said, guys, it was about the toughest conditions. I mean, the sun started getting in their eyes, plus the wind was strong and the balls were knuckling. So, but both teams had the same environment. But you look, we had four errors, they had four errors. They just got the hits when they needed them, and we didn't.
And finally, Coach, again, one of the good things, I guess, about baseball is you get to flip the page very quickly and just get back out there and play again. So what's the message to your team again leading into the next contest?
Well, the same as we always said, short-term memory. Whether we win, lose, play well, don't play well, it's a short-term memory. Tomorrow's a new day, and we're hoping next week goes better. Two against Fall Creek, one against Stanley Boyd, and you know, I'm from Fall Creek, and I was there for 8 years as an assistant coach, so I'm hoping we can come out with two wins there. So it means probably a little more to me than it does to the boys, but we'll see. Hopefully we can put it together and have a good couple games.
Yes, sir. Coach, great to have you on the year before and after the game. We sure appreciate it, and thank you for a great afternoon of baseball.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Kill.
That's head coach Tim Riemenschneider. As we'll finish things up here in our WOGO postgame show, McDonald falls in their home opener to Eau Claire Regis 4-2. As we tie things up, again, check out WOGO.com for our sports schedule, and stay tuned to our WOGO Sports social media on Facebook and Twitter for any possible weather-related updates next week, and maybe even adding a game or two. But again, Seth Smisky, I think that's pretty much all there is to say here. And sometimes the plays go your way. Sometimes they don't. Yeah. Sometimes they bounce your way. Sometimes they don't. And as Coach Riemenschneider just said, again, you
turn the page very quickly in baseball.
Yeah, we got three games. I mean, plenty of time to and chances to redeem ourselves. So
a long season indeed.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, appreciate your time as always joining me on the broadcast. It's a lot of fun, a little bit warmer than it was on Monday night. Thank you to Val Knobloch for running the Max TV live stream and Sam Averly, our intrepid board operator back in the WOGO studios in Halley. For Seth Smisky, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Gannon Field, Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, Eau Claire Regis 7, your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max 2. This is McDonald Max Baseball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. Thank you for listening to McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO. This has been McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.